Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
Hugh Wallace is with us in studio, one of the great voices of television architect. Well, they call you design legend on Home of the Year, don't they?
Of course they do. Yes, that's what I am, Olive. Did you not know that?
I was thinking, is he not an architect or something?
Oh, no, I am. I'm a qualified architect out of Bolton Street Tech, and I loved going to Bolton Street.
When was that, can I ask?
Oh, in 76 to 80.
God, you look extraordinarily well. 67, I think it says.
Yes, 67. Yeah. Wow, yeah. No, I was born in 56. The best bit is getting the bus pass.
68.
I love the bus pass.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. I adore public transport. I've been converted.
You make it sound like you're kind of riding public transport as a little novelty for yourself.
It is. I get on the top of the bus and I love it. And I look out the window and I think, isn't this wonderful? And you can see so much. You can see into people's windows from the top.
That's
of the
a really good. I can see why you would enjoy it.
Yeah, I love it.
Bus.
You can see, you know, have they got the master bedroom correct? You know, I just love it.
Did you come here by bus?
No, I didn't. No.
But you didn't drive yourself?
I did.
You did? Oh,
I drove. I drive as well. Very good.
Because the last time we were here, which was February, I can't remember, Home of the Year, you mentioned you had a nice vintage Mercedes car, which you were doing
fabulous.
Up at the time.
I'm still doing it up.
Oh, but
everything takes time. It's like trying to build my house with Martin. We're still building it, you know, three years later.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
Not living in it, obviously.
No, not yet. But we will by Christmas. You know that one? We'll be there by Christmas. Yeah. That's Martin
the
and
Christmas
I.
Christmas mad people.
Yeah, that's it.
Martin is your husband and partner of
38
years?
Yeah.
My God.
Of bliss, as you can imagine. You know, those little ups and downs.
Is it a period property, your house?
It's an old two-story 1910 cottage, workers' Lovely. Cottage. Great, love it. And I love the street. We live in this fabulous neighbourhood, amazing sense of community, real old dubs. And Pat, who lives up the road, comes down with a sweeping brush on a Saturday in the bleach to clean my section of the street.
Why is he doing...
What? She does. She comes down.
So why is she cleaning...
No, I have to do my section. She comes down with
the street brush.
Everybody has to clean their section of
the
street.
I presume there are no buses on this route.
Oh, absolutely not.
You don't want people looking into... looking into the master bedroom.
No. But it's amazing. And that's where I think we've missed the opportunity in Ireland. That there's a super article in the Connacht... it's not the Tribune, it's the posh one. It's the Telegraph.
Yes.
Connacht Telegraph.
Connacht isn't even what they might call it.
Oh, Connacht. Anyway, I think, you know, that must have been the Protestant paper. The Telegraph. Do you know what I mean?
I didn't expect to go into the historic origins of regional newspapers.
I just love all that.
Robert
is a young guy who's saying he has to get out of Castlebar because it's depressing. And I know Castlebar, and unfortunately it is depressing.
Yeah, it is.
But to me, if you look at that and you get great examples, Clonakilty was a dump 25 years ago, and now it's spectacular, it's fabulous.
Oh,
they got their act together.
There, yeah.
They've done up the street, they got the council to pay for the paint, they've done up all the buildings. Chamber of Commerce are really positive, great shops, and just from somewhere you'd try and get through and get out of, now you stop and there's a good morning in it.
Yeah.
And that's all about spending money in the town. But even in places like Clonakilty, people don't still live over the shops.
No.
And I think it's such a shame.
So Castlebar, it had a very bad crash, didn't it? And
it did,
a lot of the town closed.
Yeah, but, you know, and people don't live in Castlebar over the shop.
Yeah.
And that horrendous car park at the back of Main Street. Do you know that?
You can see from space.
But you see, if there were 300 families living there, that would bring £12 million into the city
centre. You'd have the thriving cafes and
that's. But that's, we have to get our head around this and not be snobs.
I would never accuse you of being snobby. Are you saying Irish people are too snobby to live over the shop?
Absolutely.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
If it was incentivised, they'd be at it.
No, I want my bungalow, you know, down the road and half acre.
Nothing wrong with that. You did a show on that as well.
I did. I love the bungalows. but I'm just saying there's huge opportunities. The Great House Revival is part of that.
I'll get my blood pressure up now if you start talking about the housing crisis, because it's staring us in the face, isn't it? All the buildings empty all around the place, and we've had years and years.
Yeah, so in the census there was 160,000 vacant properties.
Wow.
But actually, so if you have a building where there's a shop in it and nothing over it, it's not vacant. So you can add on probably another 60,000.
You're dead right, yeah.
You can add on another 60,000.
Have you spoken to anyone in politics about this?
In what?
In politics.
Politics?
Yeah.
Actually, they don't listen.
They don't listen.
They have their own agenda.
And they say, you have yours. Come here, the next season, Great House Revival, it's going to... You start filming it now in the autumn winter, is it?
Yeah.
So you're looking for people.
Looking for brave souls who are doing up amazing buildings, big, small, anything in between, cow sheds, love it all. Preferably before 1915.
Before 1915,
yeah, okay. would be great, because it's sort of like a period home, and it's also showing what you can really do. And the new series goes out now in early spring, and that's fabulous. And there are these like amazing people who do extraordinary work. Extraordinary!
It's the most stressful TV show, I think.
Because do you?
Yeah, it's just they've taken on such a job, and I'm nervous for them.
Yeah.
And sometimes we don't get the end point, obviously, because you've got limited filming time.
Correct.
I go, you come back to those other people sometime and tell us.
Well, we'd love to.
Are they frozen
to death?
We'd love
to. Would you put in a good word to them upstairs, if you wouldn't mind? We'd love to do a show on everything. Nobody listens to me,
for God's sake.
You know what I mean? And the great thing is about that show is just the tenacity of the individuals. But it also shows that if you're willing to roll up your sleeves, you can genuinely end up with a home that's affordable.
Because you are like a psychologist in many ways through that show, aren't you? You come in and you encourage them, but you also, you're looking to the camera at, oh God, look, don't look up, look at the walls, they're the endless problems.
The best was Sully and Mary Clare down in Cork, who bought the house. And I said, did you get an engineer in, you know, to have a look at, see if it was all right? And she said, didn't matter whether it was made out of matchsticks, we were buying it.
You must be then sad as you're going around the country looking at the really dilapidated great houses that the roofs fell in on 20, 30 years ago and are disappeared.
Well, you see, because you do the show, you drive up a lovely boreen or road, and we're littered with houses. Littered.
And people who still want to do them.
People do. And the grants are super. Now, the government needs to up the level of grants. By another, really, you get 75 grand for a vacant or derelict, sorry, 70, but it should go up to 100.
And is that the year you're talking about? It has to be pre-1915?
No, it's any house that's been vacant, I think I'm not going to, even 15 years ago, if it's been vacant for 2 years, entitled to get the grant.
Vacant for 2 years,
yeah,
yes.
For exactly vacant for 2 years, and if it's a bit of structural work, you get an additional 20, but that 20 should be 60. Grand if you have to put a new roof on. But those grants are fabulous. But there's actually, for a new first-time buyer, unfortunately, the grants are orientated towards new homes. They need to be extended so they're orientated towards all buildings.
Yeah.
And the grants that are available, there are probably up to 9 grants, 10 grants, but you have to find out about each one,
and then you have to front up the money, which is
But the grants are still fabulous.
It's better than nothing, says you. Our old houses, period property, are they not terribly impractical? And we should tear them all down and build lovely, sustainable, AAA energy rated buildings at this stage.
That's why I think people get asthma. Do you know, in the old days, you had a draft.
Are we getting cookies?
No, you get draft. You need air. You didn't do
You need the free flowing air.
Oh, you do, yeah. But did you have a draft? Did you have draft in your house?
Of course, it's a bungalow.
There you go. You had a draft. in through the front door, out through the back.
My favourite thing about the bungalow is in the wintertime, when we did have winters back then.
Yes,
the climate
I remember
change,
those.
The condensation would freeze on the inside.
Yes.
Very Christmassy
yes,
effect.
Yes, it was lovely. And did you have a super sore?
No, we didn't. We were a solid fuel heated home. Oh, yes.
Yeah, no super sore.
No. The super that was a city thing, really, wasn't
no,
it?
No, they were down in your bungalow. And the great thing about a super sir was to put a gallon and a half of water into the air. And that's why. Do you remember the windows with the water streaming down the windows?
That's why. It's like steam room, basically. Yeah.
So we're looking for fabulous properties.
Okay, very good. This is the call out.
Yeah, call out for the Great House Revival property at animotv.ie. And we will love to follow your journey and be part of it. And I'll throw in the odd halfpenny's worth of advice. And what I really love are those people who buy an old property and then put a modern extension to the rear.
Yummy
modern extension to the rear of the home.
You love that.
I loved it.
That kind of clash contrast. Of modern. Yeah, it's you gorgeous, it. Isn't it?
Yeah, and there's a fabulous one over in the west of Ireland, which I'm doing the reveal of in September. And I'm all excited because it's magical. It's just magical.
Delicious.
It is
to use another Wallaceism.
Indeed.
Because isn't there that lovely church on, is it the Liberties, Pierce Lyons Distillery, where they have a glass steeple?
Isn't that wonderful?
Isn't
that was
so cool?
Just an amazing job.
That was
just
a good job.
Wonderful, wonderful reuse.
That makes you very excited. When you
I love all that. And I think that, you know, we have to be much more open to what buildings become. Because, you know, there's huge opportunity. You know the way when you go to America and they've got those lofts? And they're like 1,200 or 1,500 square feet. That's what we're missing.
Big giant warehouse kind of living.
Yeah, all that good stuff. Office blocks.
We've buildings everywhere.
Yeah, but you see, the other thing is that we don't understand. So there's 100, and according to the Census Statistics Office, there's an additional 149,000 people in the country this year.
That's right.
This year. Do you know how many houses they need? For that, for the people who just arrived in the
houses?
Door. 62,000 homes.
But we have the guts of 200,000 vacant properties.
Yeah, more. Vacant homes. More. And so there's a whole, you know, we need to really get those plates spinning. The government need to get the plates spinning, deliver homes. Like, if you think there's a house crisis today, wait for 5 years. It'll be pale into insignificance to what it
you're
is.
You're right,
today.
But you're making us all sad.
Well,
you need to meet the Minister for Housing.
I do. I'm going to be the dictator. The Empress.
Some attached
the Empress. The Empress.
51551 is the text. Oliver, Castlebar is wonderful. I'm out enjoying the wonderful surroundings at the moment. That's from Alison. Well, this is Hugh Wallace's point. Castlebar is wonderful. He just wishes there were people living over the shop.
I just want people to live over the shop. Castlebar got decimated. It's like Edenderry because all the Dunn's is at one end of the town and Lidl and Aldi and Tesco are at the other end,
so
and there's nothing in the middle.
They don't come into the town. Martin in Drumcondra wants you to know that you can go to the Aran Islands on your bus pass now.
Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, that's true. I can get the ferry. Oh, that would be wonderful. The Aran Islands are amazing. I always remember going over there. And there's a local black taxi driver who has perfect Irish in the local accent. And it's fantastic.
He would be the taxi driver, I presume.
Indeed.
Love Hugh Wallace, but tell him the jumper knotted over the shoulder is not a good look. Love him, repeats Brian in Dublin.
I totally agree. Yeah, Martin has told me I can't bring the jumper with me.
Is that right?
Yep, okay. The jumper is cancelled. I was going, will I put scarves on again? He said, no, I can't have scarves. But I have delicious new outfit of the most wonderful colours.
Is this for the Great House Revival stint?
Yes, yeah, fabulous.
Very, very bright colours. Against a period home, you see, which would be the modern
the modern team and the old home.
Do you keep the jumper then for home of the year? Is that the
signature? Yes, yes.
Lemony jumpers. And
indeed, orange, red.
Where do you buy those jumpers?
Patrick, down on Clarendon Street.
Oh, very good.
I get them there. He's fabulous.
Interesting.
I was wondering, I was going to bring you one in today. I thought we'd do a mix and match.
Yes, actually, I should have done that. Jumper. We should have
done that.
Because he's not wearing his jumper today, Martin. Or it wasn't Martin.
And I also did, just the Leaving Cert is out at the moment. And obviously people yesterday got their opportunity to go and go to college. But I really would ask people to think about the construction industry. Chadwick's have done a great piece of research into what people think about the construction industry. Very interesting. Lots of people think it's a great job, but then they don't take the step. And a lot of people think that the construction industry isn't well paid. I can tell you it's anything but.
Yeah, it's daily rate.
Daily rate.
But endless work.
Also, you can be your own boss. You can travel. You'll have knowledge and experience. And because of the lack of housing in this year in Ireland, you will have a job for life.
I know, but they're still building bloody offices, empty offices.
Oh, even more of them. You want to, I'm just incredible. Amazed. I drove past an office block and it has a big sign saying 182,000 square feet available. And it's been sitting there for 3 years.
Well, there's an office block not far from here, which has been sitting there for 15 years, completely empty. And but anyway, if only we were let at it.
Here, we'd sort it all out. We have to sort it out, Oliver, you and I.
Hugh, I am living in a cottage built 1912. It is divine. I made my turf shed into an outdoor room. It is small, no grandeur, but a home. And that's from Moira.
Dead right. Love all that. I love the use of outbuildings. And what's even nicer is you don't have to connect them to the house. You know, it's about that. And there's one in one of the Home of the Years, there was the living side of the house was on one side of the courtyard and you had to walk across to the bedrooms on the other side with your slippers, umbrella and your wetsuit.
Not sure about that.
Well, it was fabulous. But I just think that there are real opportunities out there. People don't need to live in huge houses. And that's what amazes me. You know the one where you've seen the grandparents what was a thatched cottage and the tin roofs on.
Yeah.
And then you've got the 70s bungalow beside it. And so the first house is now abandoned. Mm-hmm. And now they're building a two-story Georgian edifice at the back. And now the bungalow is going to be abandoned.
Do you hate those kind of phony Georgian houses with the small windows?
Yeah, all badly proportioned, sitting on top of the hill.
Enormous.
Yeah, outrage. I always remember in Inishowen going over, driving over the middle of Inishowen, turned a corner on top of a hill, and the two brothers had built identical two-story Georgian houses plonked in the middle of nowhere with what I love is the tarmac that goes all the way around?
Yeah, that's very
never
handy.
Understand that. You know, the tarmac going all the way around.
That's very expensive. Well, it should be gravel, is that what you mean?
No, it shouldn't go around. Why does it go around the way around? Why does it go around the house?
Park around the back. And
yeah, that's right. So you never use the front door. I just love it. Just love it.
I also love the fact that there's a porch I was slapped on.
I love the porch.
Even though the original, the porch is an addition, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I love the porch.
Gigantic porch. As well, so you don't even see the fan window in
there. Not at all. That's all gone. What would you want to see?
But we're not snobby.
Never.
No. We're just judgy.
As Mummy always said, salt of the earth. That's the way I describe myself. I describe myself as salt of the earth. Though.
And you were an only child, weren't you?
I'm definitely kind of salt of the earth.
Were you a closet only child?
I was. Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Silver spoon, it was very difficult.
Reminds me of Bill Whelan, who we did a few weeks ago, and he's an only child as well. Yeah. Very close relationship with parents always.
The only child. But it's very interesting being an only child because Martin's one of 11. And the shock of going down to that house and the front door opens and the back door opens and it's like being in this traffic jam.
Endless nieces, nephews coming out of everywhere.
Yeah, the 82 close family relations down in Thurles. And it's very odd to be an only child when you go down there. And you just wonder, the dynamics are amazing.
How different are you because of being an only child compared to...
Apparently I suffer from only child syndrome.
What's that?
Me.
Can't be dealing with other people at all.
No. What's their problem?
You don't care anyway. That's good. You can only get to two of the Aran Islands with your travel pass. You can't go to Inishman.
Oh, what's going on there?
Any thoughts of splitting very large homes into two dwellings? We live in a fabulous park. Average house size is 2.5 to 3,000 square feet. Most people in park on the natural road are the empty nesting. Nowhere to trade down to. Don't want this five-bedroom home anymore into the future. This is going to be a growing issue for people.
It is, yeah, but that's what should be allowed to happen. Of course they should be able to be divided up. And it's like, and that's a problem, because then all of a sudden you're into fire regulations, building control. And so what we do in Ireland is we put barriers up.
Yeah.
And in legislation, so yes, you can do something, but you can't actually do it because you can't comply with the regulations. And that's one of the big problems of living out of the shop. And that has to be addressed. Really has to be addressed. And it's not. So there are very small tweaks.
Yeah, but you have very specific ones, which is good.
Which would have a huge impact. And also we should ban anybody building a semi-detached house in the field. There should be
a detached house, you mean?
Nothing. There should be nothing in a field anywhere in the country. There's so much. So at the moment, there are thousands of houses sitting there finished, and the developer can't hand them over to a purchaser because there's no electricity or there's no water.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yes.
Whereas all those services are in our cities, in Dublin, in Cork, Limerick, Galway, Waterford. They're all there.
Just plug into them, build
8-story apartment blocks of high quality with 3-bedroom units within
them. You don't
have
to ship wires and pipes way out to the
correct customer. And the school's already there. If you drive around in our towns and look at the schools saying enrolment, because they are looking for students,
they're in there. Okay, you speak sense, but culturally we want the big house with the land all around it.
We do. We want 3,500 square feet or 4,000.
They'll be sitting vacant. So if you have someone you want to embark on the restoration of any kind for the Great House Revival, Animo TV, you can email property@animotv.ie.
Yep.
Hugh Wallace, has been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Oliver.
Good luck with the endless house renovation.
I'm just so excited.
Who's any good as an architect? Surely be done by now. Thank you, Hugh. Back after these.
Email oliver@rte.ie.